Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are broadcasting live from one of our favorite spots, Metro Bottle Guys, Marietta Boulevard. Mike, right here, you kind of said West Midtown.
Yeah.
As we described the location. But, guys, you can't miss it. I literally came the opposite way, 285. You can come that way or you can come from town. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock today. It is all about Duck Club Bourbon. They are out here. They're going to do a tasting. We're going to be talking about them a lot today because they're right here as you walk into the door. And you already had a tasting, Mike. You already had a chance to test this bourbon.
I had a tasting, and it tastes great. I'm here to say this is Duck Club. Duck Club Bourbon is great, man. Old buddy of mine. Remember when he was doing the cognac? That's our boy was hooking up when Hugh Douglas had the cognac deal.
Yeah, man.
Amongst other deals. Amanda knows his spirits, but they've got two really great flavors. One is 92 proof, and what's the other one? 110, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's like...
Get your palate ready.
Some serious rocket fuel, but it's smooth. That's the thing. It's
it
a really smooth, delicious bourbon. So we encourage everybody to come on by and get a taste over here at Metro Bottle.
What I love is the price point. Being a bourbon enthusiast as I am, bourbons can be very expensive. Some of them, even the expensive ones, sometimes they're not what you expect. And then you get a lesser expensive one, and they end up being great. The price point on this is... excuse me, really good. So come on out and hang out with this man. We're out here at Metro Bottle. We got a lot to chop up. Dave Archer's going to stop by, Falcons analyst, and we're also going to get a chance to talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation as the Dogs gear up for their matchup against Ole Miss. Today, Day-Day is back, and I'm sure we'll hear about his trip. He went out west and all the things that went down with him over the weekend as he was out yesterday. Big O back at the studio keeping us on. Mike, as we get ready for these holiday festivities, and we want you to come out again. Purchase whatever you might need for your parties. With New Year's coming up, this is a great place to do that at Metro Bottle. Guys, we got to start with the Falcons in the news today, Mike. We did it on our pre-show. It's called Behind the Curtain. And, look, I think the frustrating thing for a lot of Falcon fans is we probably should have more Pro Bowlers, right? Probably should have more guys that we're talking about being honored in this way.
If Drake doesn't have the injury and miss the time, Drake was on pace, I mean, conservatively, 1,300 yards, maybe more. That's being conservative. You know, it's funny. I saw some guys, man, some of you Pitts fans, if we're all Pitts fans, we want to see the guy do well. But it was too little too late for Pitts to make the Pro Bowl. I mean, now, statistically, he's right there behind the guy that we shut down last week, Trey McBride of the Cardinals. But, unfortunately, you know, for guys that are coming up in this league, he's had 5 years to earn his rep. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. And then the rest of the league says, this guy's not that guy. Whether it's inconsistency or all the things we've talked about, you get the Pro Bowl on a lot of rep from your peers. So that's what the peers have to say about Kyle Pitts. Take it or leave it.
I'm with you. I mean, like, you can't expect to get recognized at the end of the season, even if you're balling out. Well,
guys recognize his freakish athletic skill as a rookie. Yeah. That's what shows you. And that just, if anything, Carl, it just further compounds the level of aggravation we have about how, you know, the potential and how sometimes he just hasn't lived up to it.
No doubt. Falcons obviously getting ready for their big Monday night matchup against the Rams, guys. And we are going to be down at Signia, the Signia Hotel, where we broadcast occasionally with the Monday or Thursday night games. Mike and I will be on next Monday from 2 to 4, just a precursor to give you a heads up, and we'll tell you more about it. But as we lead into that Monday night game, there are still lots of questions that we've been talking about. And it's so funny because Dede today on our pre-show was like, man, I'm torn. I don't know what I want to do. And I think, Mike, do you feel like Falcon fans are 50-50 right now, or do you think it's 90-10?
I think the folks that call in are passionate, but I mean, just from where everyone I ran into, put it this way, unscientific poll of Falcon fans at the Lufthansa terminal in Frankfurt, changing planes from Berlin.
Yes, that's coming off of a loss.
That was 100% fire everybody.
I believe it.
Now, again, the guys in my section, at least in the 15 people that I'm friends with in the rows around me and immediate, it's majority. They all want him gone. A lot of folks, like, I mean, I'm looking at selling my tickets for Monday night. I mean, I just keeping it real, man. I'm frustrated with this team. I'm sick and tired of these Decembers, you know, six of the last eight. I mean, last year we took it to the limit, but even Falcon fans thought, come on, you know, the Bucs would have had to lose to the Saints that game. Remember that one?
Yes.
It's just we have a December, which is, let's be honest, it's irrelevant. I mean, yes, you're a fan, you root. It's fun to watch them beat Arizona. Hey, it's certainly fun, Carl, to watch Bijan put on a show. But this team lost it for me back in October, November.
Is it more frustrating to see some of the coaches who were in the same cycle, hiring cycle as Raheem Morris have success? Is that more frustrating?
The guys, ironically, some of those guys we didn't hire. You know, the was it McDonald with the Seahawks comes to mind as a dude who's really got it dialed in. I think it's actually this last year what guys have done in 1 year as opposed to what Raheem has not done in two. You know, when you look at what Liam Cohen has done in Jacksonville, I think we've spoken a lot about Ben Johnson. Now, look, we interviewed Ben Johnson. He thought he could go back and win a Super Bowl with Detroit last year. He has completely resurrected that Bears program. Now, granted, they put some money into it. They added some pieces. But he's got Caleb Williams functioning like a star, and that's coaching, man. That's having a real great offensive mind. And Zach may be that guy with somebody else, but with a rookie young quarterback, I don't think he can develop Panix Jr.
Yeah, it's really a big question, guys. Again, broadcasting live at Metro Bottle here on a Tuesday, getting ready for Christmas and Christmas Eve. Obviously, tomorrow we are back on the air at 2 o'clock as well. Come on out and join us. People are literally walking in going, what's this Duck Club? Duck Club Bourbon, and you can take some right as you walk into the door here at Metro Bottle. As we get ready for another Hawks game tonight, we're going to spend some time talking about the Hawks today. Hawks getting a chance to, is it redeem themselves, I guess? They get a chance, another shot at the Bulls tonight, 7:30.
Well, there's a D in redemption, but there's no D in their defense.
You're right, and it starts with the D. It doesn't start with another letter.
We didn't play defense.
I will say, you didn't play defense the other night. We'll see what they do tonight. We'll get into that. Also last night, Mike, speaking of coaching, this job that Shanahan has done this year is absolutely insane. And I know most of you don't pay attention to what's going on with the 49ers, but you talk about decimated with stars being off the field.
Right.
Robert Saleh came in there, turned the defense around, and basically took average dudes – right? Average guys. And that happened even in our game against them.
But Bethune came in against us and literally looked like Mike Singletary. You know, remember, think about that. They lost their best linebacker, and the next man up basically had a Hall of Fame type night. So that, again, that's coaching. Saleh, after his time with the Jets, he may be right back in another coaching cycle. Speaking of coaching cycles,
he's done a hell of a job. Right. He's done a hell of a job. But last night, the 49ers beat the Colts. Look, did I watch a little bit of this? Yes, because I wanted to see old ass Philip Rivers and how he was going to look.
They were tied. It was good early.
It was,
and it was fun. And reality then set in. He did dap up the guy that gave him the pick six. But just to see the fact that, and so much has been made about the younger generation of quarterbacks and why they take so long to develop, and maybe that'll be the same with Penix, is offensive coordinators are too scared to press them. Guys just have to have results, so they're being very conservative. Veterans see the field. Veterans can diagnose things. It's something that Tom Brady's spoken about, Drew Brees talked about, Kurt Warner's talked about. You know, it's something that, you know, good teams are – you're seeing, look what we just mentioned, Liam Cohen. Look what they're getting out of Trevor Lawrence. It's like he's a new player, right?
It is.
I mean, are we going to be able to do that? You know, with Penix Jr. at some point? I don't know. But good for Philip Rivers. Unfortunately, I feel bad for Colts fans because they were the number one seed in the AFC when we played them.
Oh, yeah.
In Berlin, it's all been downhill.
Yeah. Daniel Jones gets hurt, unfortunately, which is going to have an effect on his career because he was a one and done and was about to get paid. And now, you know, he's coming off of an Achilles, and you're like, oh, here we go. Yeah. But last night, 49ers went 48-27. Brock Purdy was really good, 295, five touchdowns. Speaking of coaching, you know I'm not a big believer in Purdy, but I am a huge believer in Shanahan.
Right.
And everywhere Shanahan has been, quarterbacking has been great.
Purdy was great last night.
Chris McCaffrey, 21 carries, 117 yards. George Kittle had a big night. And so the 49ers, I mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, they can clinch the number one overall seed if they win out. So they needed that game last night. They got two more. If they do, I think Kyle Shanahan's the coach of the year. I just do. With what Seattle's done, with what the Rams have done, his injuries and what they've had to overcome. And remember, he won games with Mac Jones this year when they needed to.
I mean, if you're the number two seed in the AFC, I mean, again, coach of the year for me, I think Liam Cohen's is certainly in that mix. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you're taking for granted, Carl, when you've been around as long as Shanahan.
No doubt.
That's why, like, a guy like Snicker, I always thought, should have won the manager of the year they just sneak in the playoffs in 2024, but they gave it to the Brewers.
Yeah, because he was doing such a hell of a job. Right. Hey, man, 404-726-0929. You can always hit us up. Find Mike on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that is going on. Real quick, while we're talking about the Hawks, I just saw this, Mike. The NBA is eyeing new ways to combat tanking. Is that an issue? Are teams tanking? Now, I know the Mavs did it a couple of years ago.
Well, and it worked. It worked to their advantage.
It did.
Would you rather be blown out in the first round, or would you rather try to go set yourself up for a transformative piece? I mean, look, the NBA product, it's they have to do, they cook up the silly in-season thing to get guys to play.
Don't tell Steve Koonin that.
I mean, it's a crock. I mean, even Charles Barkley said when you're on vacation, this thing is stupid. But as far as, you know, avoiding a team tanking, I don't know. I mean, how do you put it in place? I thought the lottery is preventative enough. If the lottery was supposed to work, some of the Boston Celtics might still have Rick Pitino coaching them. So I think the lottery itself, the way it's structured, is a defense enough of tanking,
well,
against tanking.
They are increasing their focus on tanking, as this report talks about, and also gambling with the whole situation with Terry Rozier and obviously, you know, Damon Jones. They're changing some of the policies as far as gambling is concerned, and I think that was going to happen based on these arrests and indictments that went down. Either way, we'll see where that goes. We'll talk to Steve Koonin later in the week and talk to him about that, because that is interesting that this is something they want to focus on. Meanwhile, as we started the show talking about the Pro Bowl, the Pro Bowl's not the Pro Bowl, right? This is just an honor. This is just respect. And for us, Bijan Robinson, Chris Lindstrom, respect. I love the fact that they're being recognized, but we know guys are not going to be playing in Hawaii like they used to in the old days.
Right.
And there was something about playing in the Pro Bowl, and then you know guys went all out. Those days are long gone. But when you talk about the teams that dominated the Pro Bowl, Ravens, Broncos, 49ers, Seahawks, had six players each.
Yeah.
From their teams.
What does that tell you? I mean, that's the talent. That's, I mean, look, I think next year, I think we could have as many as five guys in the Pro Bowl.
I do too.
A healthy Drake London, Brandon Dorlus, and either Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr.
Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Chargers, they're sending five players each. And the quarterbacks, if you're wondering, Josh Allen, Drake May, wow. Justin Herbert. Drake May may be an all-pro.
Hey, Drake May, that dime he dropped in the Ravens.
Beautiful.
I mean,
beautiful.
That was a real, I know we say gut check, that was a gut check for them. But yeah, I mean, look, the Pro Bowl, the game itself is meaningless, but the honor, whether it's all-pro, that's the writers, or
that's,
Pro Bowl,
that's the big one.
There's a lot of bonuses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is on the line.
Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, and Matthew Stafford, quarterbacks for the NFC.
Dak, so. Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Congratulations to Bijan and our man Chris Lindstrom. We're coming back. Daily downloads on the way. He got into an argument with his coach. Look, I thought they should have got rid of this guy a long time ago. If you missed it, wait until you hear about it. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.